Okay, so the Dalai Lama says, "What is the body odor easy to acquire but hard to lose?" And the answer is not that which is gained from working in the forest. Okay, the answer is habits picked up from people whose lives are far from spiritual ways. What is the body odor easy to acquire but hard to lose? Habits picked up from people whose lives are far away from spiritual ways. Okay, so we live in what is called a degenerate time. That's kind of according to Buddhism, but if you look just ordinarily, you would say the same thing too. Yeah, very degenerate. So we have social structures that are biased and unfair. Our society is full of wrong philosophical views and wrong views about all sorts of things that rationalize negative actions. And also culturally, we're subjected to the cultural norms of our society. In our case, the norm of materialism, consumerism, okay? So, going back, the social structures that discriminate against people, that don't allow equal opportunity, regiment people into different categories that it's difficult for them to escape from. And including, I was just reading this morning about, we have so many children from Central America coming to the border, because especially there's one city in Honduras where the neighborhood is totally gang infested. And so people want their kids to live longer than 14. So they send their kids to the States. And, and what do? Is we want to beef up border security. Yeah, instead of actually helping those countries remedy their social problems so that the families and children can be safe there. Yeah, so these kind of social structures, political things that are going on, philosophical views where people think, that the mind is the brain, and so you just have to develop new drugs to solve social problems and cure people's mental instability, or that things are genetically passed down. These are can be really dangerous concepts, because then society starts to think, watching somebody's genes or somebody's brain, we can predict whether they're going to be a criminal. Yeah? Or whether they're going to reoffend. And so then, maybe we should arrest these people before they've done anything wrong in order to protect society. Yeah? And views, that there's no past and future lives, so that when you die there's absolutely nothing, so might as well live it up, and as long as you don't get caught, there's no problem with anything you do. Yeah, and then cultural norms that we have, drinking, drugging, sex, everything, just thinking about me, everything is about the self. I like that thing, why people, the selfies, they hold the camera out and you can even take a picture of yourself now. Yeah. And then if you're like some of the politicians, you can sext it to other people, it's just incredible. So we find ourselves living in that kind of society. So this is the body odor that we pick up just by living in the midst of this. And we form social habits because mental habits or physical habits based on the environment we grew up in, and some of these things we never even question because everybody around us believe. Yeah? And I know when I went to Asia and lived in Asia, it was such a shock for me because people had many different cultural beliefs and I really had to question things. Yeah? And see, you know, because I grew up, democracy is always the best thing for everybody at all times. Well, you know, in Asia, people don't think like that. And when you look, sometimes, you know, a society has to have certain characteristics in order for democracy to work. Otherwise, democracy just totally unravels. Yeah. And you slip back into authoritarianism, except sometimes it's even worse than before. Yeah, I won't mention where that's happening now, but I think you know. I think Dharma really involves looking at all these kinds of preconceptions and assumptions that we grew up with from due to our culture, our nationality, our religion, you know, really questioning everything. I'm not a believer that Dharma is just one aspect of your life and you realize emptiness or you think you realize emptiness and then everything's cleared up. You've got to apply emptiness to everything else in your life. You've got to apply compassion to everything else in your life. Yeah, not just gain some kind of intellectual idea of them. Yeah. So habits picked up from people whose lives are far from spiritual ways. So that's kind of the environment we live in. In many ways, it's getting, you know, even more so like that, as years pass. In some ways, you know, certain aspects are getting better, it's hard to say. But in any case, as practitioners, we've got to really understand the Dharma and be able to stand our ground. Here's where the stand our ground law is. Yeah? Stand our ground for compassion. Yeah? Stand our ground for wisdom. Stand our ground for forgiveness and generosity, and not just capitulate to societal norms, you know? And I say this because, you know, people come into the Abbey, we've all have all of our conditioning, and I remember one time talking to a Catholic nun who was the novice master at her place. And she was saying it's very important when people come into the monastery not to let them recreate the environment that is familiar to them, you know, because somebody may have grown up in a family where discord and screaming are normal and they don't feel comfortable in a place where people talk about problems and try and work them out. So that person may, without consciously knowing it, but just because of these habits, try to stir things up. And so you've got to notice that and step in, you know, and say, this is what's happening. Yeah. And so to do this with all the kind of conditioning that people come in with, you know, some people come in here, come to the Abbey, and they say, oh, well, you know, there's nobody my age here. Yeah, and I want to be with people my age because my whole life I've grown up with people my age. You know, because in our society, I mean, what do you do when you go to school? You're put together with people your age. When you play sports, it's people your age. When you do competitions, it's people. So you think I've always got to be around people my age. And I remember that, you probably remember we had one young man here who was saying that. And so then a few other young men came to stay at the Abbey. So then there were a few of them who were all the same age. And what did they talk about? Drugs, sex, TV programs, movies. you want to be with people your own age? Why do you come to the monastery to talk about those things? Yeah? Do you remember that? And you know, we had to kind of say, hey guys, you know, because there was one person who was older sleeping in the dorm who, you know, said, oh, you should hear what they're talking about down there, you know. Yeah, or maybe you shouldn't hear what they're talking about. You know, so these kind of habits that, you know, I've got to be with people who are just like me. Yeah, people the same age, people the same gender, people the same this, the same that. You know, I can't live with people who are different from me. And yet I'm liberal and I accept everybody and have compassion for the world. Right? Yeah? But what are our personal preferences? People who are just like me. Yeah? So these kinds of habits that we come in with are things that we need to shine the light of wisdom on and then really challenge, you know, if we're going to grow in the Dharma. Mm-hmm. And so that's hard. And sometimes, you know, I mean, you're really challenged because it's some, like, you never even realize that it was an assumption or a belief because everybody was like that. And then it's challenged here and you go, oh, you know. And so some people get to the point where it's like too scary for them to begin to question certain things. Yeah. And so their growth kind of stops at a certain point. So at least they grew as far as they could, you know. But it's nice if we're aware beforehand that we're going to be challenged, you know. And then when the challenges come, say, oh, this is part of the training. This is part of the monastic life. This is part of growing as a human being, whether you're a monastic or not. One of the Dalai Lamas said, you know, when he said, most ordinary people have their head facing backwards. So if you want to know how to practice, look at what they're seeing and then see if maybe you want to do the opposite. And that's exactly why in the 37 practices of bodhisattvas, so, and in the 8 verses of thought training, so much of the advice is completely counter to what we ordinarily think. Yeah? Yeah? So it is good to bring these things up more and more and see them. Yeah, you don't realize what your body odor is because you've lived with it for so long. Yeah, you can't smell it anymore. Okay.